This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. You know, if you weren't with us for that last two segments of hour number one, you probably missed me with a great police hero, Michael Letts, policeman from South Carolina who's providing vests, bulletproof vests for cops around the country. Great man and a great cause. But the reason I bring it up is we had a little discussion that's been on my board for a while now as to what kind of article I want to write. You know, I write all these nationally syndicated newspaper stories and columns around the country. And there's been one up on my bulletin board for a while now that is an idea for me. I believe that COVID is another way to defund the police. But it's not just defunding the police, it's defunding firemen, paramedics, nurses, military, National Guard, corrections officers, pilots in the military, fighter jet pilots. None of these people want the vaccine. They're all conservative patriots like me, and they listen to shows like mine. They don't want the vaccine. They know the vaccine is deadly. So they're all set to retire or quit or be fired. And then our country is going to have no ability to stop a foreign invasion like China or China combining with Russia to attack America. This is all part of the plan. China owns Joe Biden. And everything he does is to weaken the United States. Everything he does is to make China benefit. And if we have no cops to answer calls, if we have no thin blue line anymore because they're outmanned and outgunned, and then on top of that, a third of them retire or are fired or quit, there's going to be no cops anymore. And the military is going to quit. And there aren't going to be enough jet pilots in the Air Force. And how do I know this is all happening? Because I get anguished letters every day. Every single day I get anguished letters from cops and correction officers and firemen and all of and military, parents of military, all saying, I don't want to get the vaccine, or my son doesn't want to get the vaccine. And he's going to lose his job. He's going to lose his pension. What is he going to do the rest of his life? He'll get a dishonorable discharge. If it's military, of course, and if it's police, there's no such thing as a dishonorable discharge, but one day you're a cop and the next day you're not. When you're a cop with a blue uniform, a badge, and a gun, you're a very powerful person. The next day you're just a civilian who doesn't have the gun anymore, doesn't have the badge anymore, doesn't have the right to stop people anymore when you see a crime, and you're just another person, but more importantly, you don't have a salary anymore, you don't have a pension anymore. These are like the people that are going to go overnight from important to unimportant, insignificant. It's a horrible thing. At least when a cop retires now, they immediately get a pension, so they can live for the rest of their lives. But all the cops who are in at 19 years, 18 years, 17 years, they're right next to their pension. And they're going to have to leave because they don't want to get the vaccine. I know if I was a cop with 19 years and 9 months, I would quit. Because I don't care, even $100,000 a year. I mean, it's horrible. It's impossible to even believe. But then I'd sue. I'd sue the crap out of these people. But it's impossible to believe you have to choose between a $100,000 pension and total bankruptcy and nothing coming in. Or death. Because if you get that vaccine, it could kill you. It could cripple you. It could give you herpes and shingles and all kinds of immune disorders and immune dysfunctions. I wouldn't go near that vaccine. You got to be crazy to go near the vaccine. And you know what's crazier than that is every day it gets more and more clear the vaccine's no good. And nobody should take it and they should suspend the program. And the more you start to realize that, the more they push that you've got to get... with with our government. Our government's been taken over by communist scumbags, and their goal in life is to hurt you, and their goal in life is to hurt policemen and firemen and paramedics and corrections officers and military and nurses. I can't tell you how many nurses are fans of this show that write me that they don't want that vaccine, and they've been a nurse their whole life, now they're going to have to quit. You know, the only thing Wayne Root's upset about is, oh, my God, you mean I'm not going to be able to go out to eat every night in beautiful restaurants in Las Vegas? I'm not going to be able to board an airplane ever again? I'm not going to be able to go to Raiders games? I'm not going to be able to go to concerts? I'm not going to be able to go to conventions? I give speeches. That's my income. I give speeches. I can't walk into a convention anymore. Thank God I gave a speech to the Money Show the other day. No one cared. No one asked me a damn thing. If they had, I wouldn't have walked in. What do you think? I'm going to get a vaccine in order to walk in and give a speech? So, you know, that's my thing. I mean, I love to go out to eat at night. I work 16 hours a day, and my joy in life, my present at the end of the day is going out to eat. But if I can't do it anymore, I'll just move to Texas. Screw you. I'll move to Dallas in 5 minutes flat, getting the hell out of here. You know, if Nevada dares to pass something like that, but I'll tell you what, before it happens, I will lead protests that will take this whole town down. It'll be the end of tourism in this town. I will lead hundreds of thousands of people down the strip, and nobody will get in, and no one will get out. And I've already made it clear on this show, the first restaurant that says you have to be vaccinated to get in Las Vegas, I will bring 5,000 to 10,000 people, and we will close you down. And no one's going to get in for a month. We'll show up every night for a month till you have no customers and you go bankrupt. I am going to make sure that this town never stops people from eating in a restaurant over being vaccinated or not. This is all about dividing and destroying the United States of America. And if I lose that battle somehow, I will move to Texas or I'll move to Florida. But I'm not going to stay here and never eat out again the rest of my life. But again, can you imagine how insignificant my worries are compared to someone who's been a cop or a fireman or a correction officer or in the military for 19 years? And they're about to get their pension, and you're forcing them to quit. This is a nightmare. What are they going to do the rest of their life? They were going to get $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 a year. Maybe they're going to get $150,000 a year. Now they're going to get zero for the rest of their life because you forced them to quit over a life or death decision. They'd rather grow up with their children than have this vaccine. And I support them 110%. I agree with you. I think this vaccine's a killer. I really do. I've never stopped you from getting it. I'm not against the vaccine, I'm against vaccine mandates, but I educate you every day, and I hope you'll take the education and decide not to get the vaccine. I hope you will. Matter of fact, let me leaf through the stories here, because it's a good time to tell you why I just don't feel good about the vaccine. Here's one story right here. Nearly all COVID cases at public high schools are occurring in fully vaccinated students. There's number one. Number two, COVID explosion in the most vaccinated state, Vermont, with the highest vaccination rate in the country. And I mentioned this yesterday. 88% of adults partially vaccinated, 79% fully vaccinated, is about to set a new high in COVID cases. Just 3.5 months after Fauci said, with 50% of adults vaccinated, we would no longer see surges of COVID. The most vaccinated state in America, Vermont, COVID cases up 10,000%. Year over year to date, and nearly all COVID cases at all public schools all over the country occurring in fully vaccinated students. Here's another story. Backfire. Detroit TV station asks for stories of unvaccinated COVID fatalities and gets bombarded with vaccinated deaths and injuries instead. Can you imagine how bad it is? Here is the DeSantis team telling the public that more than half of those seeking life-saving coronavirus treatment are fully vaccinated. Here's a doctor that claims the major side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine are not being reported. And I'll get to that one because that's an important one. Here's the FDA exposing alarming new information on the Pfizer shot. You have confidence in the Pfizer shot? Come on. They haven't bothered to test the booster at all in people at risk. At most at risk, it conducted a single phase one trial that covered 12 people over the age of 65. And the main booster trial included no one over the age of 55. Of the 300 people who received the booster in a trial, one had a heart attack And Pfizer concluded it wasn't related. 5% of the recipients, so let's see, 10% would be 300. So 15 people had enlarged lymph nodes. And they also said, oh, that has nothing to do with it. Come on. That has nothing to do with the vaccine. I mean, we are in so much trouble. This country is in so much trouble. When you see this article, no one wants to work. Florida restaurant shuts location after workforce dwindles to 4. Florida barbecue restaurant, Bubba Lou's Bodacious Barbecue, said no one wants to work. It's an Orlando area restaurant. Owner Boo McKinnon, so that's why it's Bubba Lou's, it's Boo McKinnon, said the Winter Park restaurant had already cut its hours before deciding to shut down. They have 3 other locations in the Orlando area, and they closed their doors earlier this month. He said, after 35 amazing years, we've locked the doors on Bubba Lou's Winter Park for the final time. Through these years, I've made friendships with clients that are irreplaceable. I learned more about life, tolerance, grace, dignity, and compassion in our little Lee Road barbecue shanty than you could ever imagine. Having spent over half my life based out of that location, I literally grew up there. When we began this venture in 1986, I was still in my 20s. I was self-serving, arrogant, had a huge sense of entitlement. In other words, he was a Democrat. Let me tell you how quickly the restaurant business cured those ideals. I am heartbroken, I'm sad, but excited to grow other locations into even stronger entities. He pointed the finger at the COVID pandemic. Damn this pandemic and the situation we're in. Business has been off considerably, but the hardest part is being unable to find staff to hire. Despite paying more than any restaurant I'm aware of, no one wants to work. We had a whopping 4 employees. We were closed 2 whole days per week, as well as 2 half days. It wasn't by design. It was simply due to the fact we have no staff and we can't find any. Damn you, pandemic and political machine, for making more appealing not to work than to be an active part of the workforce in our country. It's pathetic and it has disastrous results. Wow. This is what's going on all over the United States. That's in Florida, a red state that's better than any of the blue states. Nobody wants to work anymore. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. I do. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold 1 rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they could afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at
1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at CII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, I got this. I get all these emails. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Here's another guy. I mean, I get these all day long. Big fan of mine. And he says, love your show. My boss passed away today. He took the vaccine, 55 years old. President Trump should have known better. The federal government had no business giving the pharmaceutical industry hold harmless immunity in lieu of these circumstances. I'm telling you that thousands of people a day are dying across America after getting the vaccine, and this is the most massive cover-up ever seen. And you could tell that because I'm trying to get through all my stories here and find the right one. Where is that story? Here it is. Here it is. Backfire. Detroit TV station asks for stories of unvaccinated COVID fatalities and gets bombarded with vaccinated deaths and injuries instead. A local ABC News affiliate in Detroit recently set out to try to prove that those refusing to get vaccinated are the ones getting sick and dying. What was revealed instead is that the fully vaccinated are the ones dying. In a Facebook poll, WXYZ, what a name, WXYZ TV, ask followers to share any stories they might have about how unvaccinated people they know are falling ill and having to be hospitalized for COVID. Instead, the poll was flooded with stories about people who took the jab, became seriously ill, or died not long after getting vaccinated. After vaccines were available to everyone, did you lose an unvaccinated loved one? Share your story. Share your family story. Please DM us. WXYZ-TV obviously thought it was going to get flooded with stories about people who said no to the flu shot and wound up on ventilators and died, urging their loved ones in their last hours not to make the same mistake they did. Hilariously, this did not happen as planned. I would not have written hilariously, but all of this is pretty solemn stuff, pretty sad stuff. So one poll respondent said, my neighbor died from the vax, the funeral's next week. Another said, my mom can't feel her arms and legs. My best friend has been in ER several times with debilitating headaches. My mom and best friend's doctors don't correlate the two, but the timing makes it suspect. My husband's doctor refused to let him test for COVID antibodies. These doctors are complicit. Can I tell you something? Doctors are being told that if you go against the vaccine, you're going to lose your medical license. You'll never practice again. Just so you know. You know, just like when the judges would not say the election was stolen by Biden against Trump. It's because they all feared people, a mob of BLM and Antifa would burn down their home, burn down the courthouse, and kill them. And kill their children. Children would be murdered at school. And now, I think every doctor in America knows if you mention injuries or deaths for the vaccine, that's the end of your career. So they all are scared. They're living in silence. This is just like 1938. I hit the nail right on the head. People are quiet because they want to protect their own lives, their own careers. And by the way, 125,000 people responded. Is this true? Amazingly. Submitted similar comments and stories about how Operation Warp Speed jabs injured or killed someone they know. As WXYZ-TV had apparently hoped. So the comments section isn't going the way you planned, one person wrote. This backfired on you rotten SOBs in the media, wrote another. One would assume that based on the feedback was given, WXYZ-TV might have retreated just a bit from its preconceived notions and perhaps left the issue alone. Yeah, of course they didn't. Or better yet, done a story on the actual reported, people talking about people who died from getting the vaccine. Instead, it doubled down on the insanity by sharing a fake news tidbit about how the unvaccinated people are 11 times more likely to die from COVID than those fully vaccinated. The claim comes from the lying U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, a private corporation posing as a public health agency that continues to have a vested interest in pushing a fake plendemic narrative. Now, this is what I'm reading. I personally have never called it a fake pandemic or plandemic. It's real. COVID is bad. It's real. But it was sent by the Chinese to destroy us, and it's the flu. It's very bad, and it's very contagious. But there's no reason for anybody under the age of 60. There's no reason for any kid to not have school. There's no reason for anyone not to go to work. There's no reason for anyone not to go out to eat every night like I do. Because the odds of dying are so slim, and instead of just saying, I'm not going to take a vaccine, and if it happens, it happens. No, that's not the right answer. It's that I will live a healthy lifestyle. I will build my immune system. I'm trying to teach my listeners. I'm not saying the choice is vaccine or no vaccine. It's no vaccine, or with that, make sure you take a lot of antiviral vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. The main ones, lysine's a huge one, quercetin's a huge one, probiotics a huge one, collard garlic's a huge one. And make sure you exercise every day. Don't eat junk. Don't drink. Don't take drugs. Don't smoke. Every single day, take care of yourself.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key FDA advisory panel is voting against COVID-19 booster shots. The panel was overwhelmingly against the Pfizer COVID booster shots for people 16 and older. President Biden had said he wanted to start a booster program as soon as next week. The United States is admitting it mistakenly killed 10 civilians in Afghanistan. General Kenneth McKenzie saying warplanes targeted the wrong vehicle in Kabul, thinking it was an ISIS-K suicide bomber.
This strike certainly did not come up to our standards, and I profoundly regret it.
10 people were killed, including 7 children. The strike happened after 13 U.S. troops were killed in a suicide attack outside the Kabul airport. As far as if anyone will be disciplined for the accidental bombing, General McKenzie says he has no updates on personnel. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root,
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built. We call it the Root Dome. Dr. Well, the UFC ring, isn't it called the Dome or something? The Rutagon. There we go, the Rutagon. Dr. Fred Simon is going to be with us in just a second. Give me 1 second to recognize the sponsor of this segment of the show, as I always have to do, because our show is so successful and dominates Afternoon Drive in Vegas and does fantastic on USA Radio all over the United States. So we've got so many advertisers that we've got every segment sponsored. I'm like, Wayne Alla Root is like a NASCAR race car with patches on it. You know, patches on my uniform or patches on the car. That's my life. Every bit of my show is sponsored. And I've been a little bit late in mentioning the sponsors on today's show. Sons of Liberty CBD is one of our great sponsors. They've been with us for, I don't know, about 5-6 months now. And when I started with them, I've been his workout guy, right? I work out 60 to 90 minutes a day every single day. And I'm 60 years old now. When you work out 90 minutes a day and you're 60 years old, every time I worked out, I was sore. And sometimes ridiculously sore. And sometimes I even had to skip a few days because my back hurts so much. But rarely do I ever skip a day. But now I'm never sore. You know what a wonderful thing Sons of Liberty CBD turned out to be? So go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. They've got tincture. They've got roll-on. They've got all kinds of things that you can use. I use the tincture and the roll-on, and I put it on the places where I just worked out, and I never get sore anymore. This is a miracle. I never get sore. And who told me about it? Jay Schrader, the former Super Bowl champion and a former Raiders quarterback. And him and I become good friends. He's a great guy. And he was just on, he was here on Monday. He was here in studio talking about the show, the Raiders football game on Monday. I said in studio, but I meant at stadium. He was at the stadium giving us kind of a live report of what was happening at the first ever Monday Night Football game with fans at Allegiant Stadium here in Las Vegas. But what you need to know is that CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown. It's 100% mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. For Wayne Alla Root, WAR15, up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Use the code WAR15 and get your big discount. Okay. So without further ado, now we've got Dr. Fred Simon, who is a medical doctor and a small businessman, and has just announced that he is a candidate for governor of Nevada, a conservative Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. His website is simon4gov, G-O-V-N-V, .com. NV representing Nevada, simon4gov, NV.com. Dr. Fred Simon, welcome to the Wayne Alla Root Show.
Hey, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So when it says you're a medical doctor, let's start with something interesting to me. What kind of medical doctor are you?
Trauma surgeon, intensive care unit, and general surgeon. And I volunteered in 2020 and worked in a COVID ICU. A little experience here and there.
You are a brave dude, let me tell you. What was it like working in a COVID ICU?
It was pretty fascinating because this was back in April, May of 2020. We didn't really have a handle on what we were doing, and so there was a lot of communication to other states. Everybody was on the ventilator. Everybody didn't need to be on the ventilator. A lot of misinformation, but, you know, when you don't know what you're doing initially and things are different and the ventilator settings were different and people were reacting to the ventilators differently, you had to look at things, and all of a sudden, after a period of time, things got elucidated a little more, as well as finding out that this is probably a conspiracy and crimes against humanity, all created by Dr. Fauci back in 2000, 2002, which he patented this biologic weapon.
So, you know the average talk show host would now go, oh, wow, you're a terrible person. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a nutcase. You know that I have a tendency to agree with most of what you're saying at various times. I do believe that there is some sort of a conspiracy going on because it's the flu. It's a terrible flu. Some people are dying from it. It's a very highly contagious flu. But there's no reason for anybody who's healthy without comorbidities under the age of 60 to ever suspend their job, suspend their business, lock down, mask up, vaccine. It's ridiculous. There's no reason why any kid should ever miss 1 hour of school. There's no reason why any kid should wear a mask in school. No one under 21 should ever get the vaccine. None of this makes any sense, and I believe more lockdowns are coming. I believe Biden's going to ask for a national lockdown this fall. You want to bet? All of this. So I don't believe it's a scam. It's real that there's a pandemic, but the response to it from the media and the politicians, especially the Democrat politicians of blue states, is a bit of a scam and is a bit of a conspiracy. So I'm kind of in the same ballpark as you, Fred Simon.
Well, first of all, I'm talking on objectivity. You have the U.S. Patent Office, and you can find all this information out. Fauci and Ralph Baric from University of North Carolina, they manipulated the gene sequence and made the coronavirus into the SARS-19 coronavirus, which is illegal against the U.S. international bioweapons and war laws. So, number one, they shouldn't have done this. Then there's a patent on it. And then you go into 2003, they not only patented the virus, but all the economics behind it. And then in 2003, the CDC patented a vaccine when you didn't even have a pandemic. It's all documented. This isn't a theory. Theory means supposition. This is a conspiracy. Why did they do this, and why would you do this? I don't know. The response to this, though, where did all the serious flu go that 60 to 70,000 people died per year, underreported, by the way? COVID is overreported because the hospitals get $15,000 per admission COVID. ICU 30 to 35,000,
and that by the way, that's
economics for, involved in this,
Fred. That's for an admission. But what about if a person dies? Don't they get a $39,000 fee if a person from the federal government for every person that dies of COVID?
Well, there's all of these different things. That number I don't know, but I do know that there's manipulation of the numbers.
Right.
The PCR test was lowered, so there was a lot of false positives.
Right.
We are required on certain patients to put down that even if they die of a ruptured aneurysm, if they have COVID, it's a COVID death. This is more than just a theory. These are actual things going on. And the biggest concern I have, I'm on the warpath, injecting toxin, this S1 protein into children, that's pretty evil in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I think injecting a toxin into me, and I'm 60 years old, is pretty evil. I don't want it. I want nothing to do with it. I'm a guy, Fred, that takes fabulous care of himself. I take 100 vitamin pills a day, most of them antiviral. Haven't been sick in 15 years with a common cold. Haven't had the flu in 35 years. Work out 90 minutes a day. Eat healthy diet, non-gluten. Haven't had a piece of bread in 10 years. I mean, I'm like the exhibit A for eating healthy, being healthy, don't smoke, don't drink, don't do drugs. And I'm out in public all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never changed my life, never got a sniffle. So I think this whole thing is crazy. I think the way we should treat it is if you're a person who's weak, if you're a person who's very old, if you're in a nursing home, if you have Alzheimer's, if you have cancer stage four, if you have diabetes, if you're very obese, stay home. Maybe the government should have given all them a check and made them stay home or asked them, given the choice to stay home. But the rest of us should have just gone about our life. I could go to the movies. I could go to a casino. I could go to a restaurant every night. I do. I can go to business meetings every day. I do. I can go to rallies all the time. I call them. I go to them. I don't need to stay home. I don't need to wear a mask. And I don't need a vaccine. Ridiculous way to treat this whole thing. Your reaction to that?
Well, here's the point, Wayne. I'm 68. I did 27 round-trip flights in 2020. There were only 9 to 15 people on planes I was on. But let me just put it this way. This is the only infectious disease we've never done herd immunity on. Why? Children are the vectors. You're 100% right. That's exactly what you do. You protect the immunologic compromised. And if you think they need a vaccine based upon being immunologically compromised, fine. But all the rest of us don't need it. And in fact, you let the kids go to school, you let them get a little sick, 99.98% of kids are not going to die from this. People die from everything. So yes, kids have died from COVID. They
very
died from
few.
The serious flu. They
very
died more from
few.
The serious flu and pneumonia than they did COVID.
Right. Very few. Matter of fact, I want to mention, I don't
very
know.
Very few. There's
you're the doctor.
And they recorded 335.
You're the doctor, Dr. Simon, but I just want to make sure you heard this. John Hopkins did a study of 45,000 kids in America who got COVID, and not one single kid out of 45,000 died who didn't already have childhood leukemia. So there were a handful that died. Maybe it was like 20 out of 45,000. All 20 had childhood leukemia and COVID. So that's a whole different story, you know. But no kid that was healthy that got COVID died out of the 45,000 they studied. So I'm guessing in America in general, no kid that's healthy has died of COVID. It's kids who have problems. They're obese, they have diabetes, or they have cancer. That's probably the only kids who have died of COVID. So it's a very small subset. No reason why kids aren't in school, and no reason why you have to gag them with a mask. Hey, Dr. Simon, music's on, which means we got to run, but I don't want you to run. If you stay through the break, I'll take you on the other side, and we'll finish this up, because, you know, we've talked about COVID, and you've got some great ideas, but you want to be governor of the state of Nevada. I want to find out why. I want to find out what you would do different as governor. I want to find out if you're concerned about election fraud in this state and what your top priorities are as governor. So stay right there. We'll be right back more with Dr. Fred Simon, who's thrown his hat in the ring, Republican nomination for governor, state of Nevada. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, my new book is out, The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book. Just want to make sure you knew that. With the contact information, phone, email, everything you could possibly want, mailing address, all the social media addresses of all the biggest companies in America, so you can complain, you can hound, you can protest. My voice is going because I'm just on the, I'm doing interviews for my book 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I did like 12 of them today, plus a sports podcast. So this is just about to be hour number 3 of my radio show, and I'm just losing my voice a little bit here. But the end result is you can hound. You can go after, you can boycott, you can protest, you can make your feelings known to every one of these big companies, and the book is a great resource at your fingertips anytime, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. We're back with Dr. Fred Simon, a medical doctor, small businessman, and a conservative Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. His website, Simon4Gov, G-O-V-N-V, Nevada, GovNV.com, Simon4GovNV.com. Dr. Fred Simon, look, we talked a lot about COVID. Let's switch gears to why you're running for governor. Not too many medical doctors ever wind up running for governor. Not too many small businessmen run for governor. What made you want to do this, and why do you think you could make a big difference?
Well, I can make a big difference, and the reason I want to do this is I have vast experience in medicine, business, medical legal, one of the busiest medical legal experts in the country. So many aspects of healthcare. I look at what's going on, and we have an obligation to the legacy that children come in after us. We've got Marxism in the schools. We've got Marxism in healthcare. We've got neglect in the cities. And these aren't complex problems. They're specific issues that I've identified. And I'm even, as I'm campaigning the last few months, like the last month and a half, I've been to 7 school board meetings. We're starting to look at the voter rolls and make an impact. I'm finding citizens who are willing to stand up, look at the voter rolls, find out geographically whether people lived in the state or not, and we're going to clean those voter rolls up because I can't win this election in 14 months unless I do that. Healthcare, passing Obamacare, thank you, Dean Heller, premiums going up. Deductibles went up. 65% of physicians now are controlled by the government, insurance companies, and hospitals. And there's cancel culture. And so the narrative coming out of healthcare is coming from politicians and bureaucrats. It's absolutely wrong. And the quality's gone down. I can tell you that. I just got back from a trial yesterday in New Jersey. And I attack all of these issues. I don't sit back. I'm not passive. I'm very assertive. And these things can be fixed. School choice. The schools, 49th out of 50 in the country. The country's 28th out of 100 in the world. It's miserable. They wanted more money. They got the tax, gross tax receipts in 15. They're 49th. School choice will fix that. We need competition for education. And we've got to get the ideology out of these schools, CRT, social emotional learning. I'm on the attack.
What would you do as governor regarding the mask and vaccine mandates, Dr. Fred Simon?
Well, I've been at all these school boards. I'm presenting to them the fact that they're not covered by the law. This is a quote-unquote a medical device based upon Nevada law, and it's a felony to practice medicine without a license, and that's what Sisolak has done. He removed the possibility of therapeutics, hydroxychloroquine. They're doing it with ivermectin. These drugs have been effective, and he says you can't order them? That's practicing medicine without a license. Sisolak is guilty of a felony, and so are the schools by doing what they're doing. The masks are not effective. I've given three different school boards 10 papers, one from Stanford, that tells them that. Here's what's happening. Sisolak is sitting on his big throne, extorting power down to the school board level, threatening them they won't get their money from the state for schooling unless they vote his way. This is extortion of power. This is undemocratic, and this needs to stop.
But the problem is, and I'm on your side, but the school boards don't care, right? And the politicians don't care. No matter how many times we tell them, they don't listen. That's the problem. We're not winning this battle, even though you and I both know we're right about masks and vaccines and lockdowns and everything it's doing to society and the reaction and the response to this COVID germ and cancellation of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Fred Simon, but we're not winning. That's the problem. They won't listen.
Wayne, come along with me. I'll be in Vegas in a few months. I have mothers and citizens. You should have seen which was at the Douglas County School Board this week. There must have been 60 to 70 people there. We are going to win. They need a passionate leader who's willing to go out there and be with them, get the information to these people. I told each one of these school boards, if any child from a mental health standpoint or a physical standpoint has some kind of problem based upon what they're doing, then they're going to have a legitimate lawsuit, personally.
All right, Dr. Fred Simon, medical doctor, small businessman, conservative Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. His website is simon4govnv.com. Simon, S-I-M-O-N, 4, F-O-R, gov, G-O-V. NV, standing for Nevada.com. Dr. Fred Simon, it was great to know you. Hope we'll get to know you even better in the coming months. God bless you. Thanks for taking this on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.